very well. I think that perhaps should not attract any criticism, since it is a simplification and yet keeps the full sense of the decision. Does anyone have any objection to the amendment just proposed by China, which would be to delete the first first full line of decision 7, so that the decision will begin to retain the practice? I see no objection, so we'll consider that agreed. Thank you very much, China, for that helpful point. Decision 8 could not be more simple. Decides to continue the sponsorship program. And I appreciate that in keeping with the use of the language elsewhere, we may simply say to continue the sponsorship program. Good, no objections to that. Let's move on to decision 9. Now, I'd like to explain a couple of points at decision 9. The decision 9 includes some options, well, they're not really options, but some alternatives for the timing of meetings. We deal with the financial issues elsewhere in the document, but it's understood that the alternative dates will come into effect if the financial conditions are not met in time. So I don't propose spelling that out in the document, but for the record, that is the understanding of what the alternative dates are there for. Secondly, the meeting at paragraph little 6, so VI, we refer to the document CCW conf/V/8/addendum 1, which is the estimated cost. Now, we haven't agreed that yet. That comes later on our agenda, but that is to the document which is referred to there. So obviously, we're not agreeing that without you having seen it, but just so you're aware what that document is. So with those two points made, is everyone do I see any objection to or comments on decision 9? China, please.